ti gbagbọ. Heavenly Father, we return to you thanks and praise this morning for making it possible for us to be in your house. Thank you for your cares over our lives this past week. Thank you, Lord, for your watchful eyes. Thank you for your mercy and grace. You have taken us through this past week again successfully, Lord, with all that you are to us, leaving behind us testimonies of your grace and mercy, protection and provision of our needs, blessings in your house and our various family altars, and many other opportunities that we have to draw closer to you. We are grateful to you for standing for us in all situations, for being on the throne, pleading our case. We thank you. We thank you for we are your project on the earth today. You are busy working upon your people by the word that you sent to us in this age, Master, working towards perfection. Thank you for your word that cannot fail. The blood of Jesus that will not lose its power until the ransom church of God is saved to sin no more. Thank you for this divine program that cannot be interrupted, that cannot be intercepted, that cannot be stopped by anything. It cannot be thwarted. Lord, we are grateful. You are fully in control, fully in charge. Lord, it gives us confidence. Lord, makes us to relax by your grace to know, Lord, that the clock of God is ticking just right. Father, we are grateful to you. Lord, we thank you for the experiences of the week. Lord, we are grateful to you for your grace upon your people. We are back in your house, Lord, once again, with opportunities before us. Lord, we ask that you be gracious to us while you are blessing others, that you will not pass us by. Lord, it is whosoever wills, let him come. Oh, Father, Lord, we are willing, the willing grace, Lord, to be partakers of your blessing, may you give unto every one of us, and give us grace to surrender as well. Lord, for you don't force anybody, Lord, because you have made us free moral agents. Lord, we have to exercise our decisions, and whatever decision we make, Lord, we serve by those decisions. Lord, help us, Father, to take the right decisions today. Heavenly Father, Lord, for we know that we shall be the product of that in the near future. Help us, Father, and be gracious to us. Bless all your people as we commit ourselves to you that, Lord, you will be gracious to us today, that at the end of the entire services, we will have your blessings in our portion, and all the glory and honor will be yours, Lord. Thank you for the promise of Holy Ghost baptism. Thank you for the promise of healing, provision, taking this entire grant, deliverance, and many things that you are promising your world. Our souls desire the manifestation of this in our lives as we have need. May your grace come down, Father. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 21. Still, where we are walking towards the end of this summer. We read from verse 1 as usual. Revelation 27. I'm sorry, 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers and womangers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and a light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And it had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and on the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. You can be seated. And the city lieth foursquare, and the land is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal, and he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the buildings of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear crystal. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pairs, every several gate was of one pair. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lamb, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, and the city had no night, no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did light in it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. May the Lord bless the reading the handing of his word to our hearts. Praise be to God. Welcome ourselves again to the house of God for the Sunday school as we continue with the topic, the future hope of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride. We're looking at last Sunday, we're trying to look at another aspect of this, which we concentrated on, and that was the, it is for the overcomers. Proverbs says for the overcomers, as we read there in paragraph 426, that the Proverbs told us that it is for the overcomers. It's for only the overcomers. That's for the future of home. It's only for the overcomers. Do you know that? It isn't for the denominations. You say, well, you mean that Brother Abraham promised a let's turn to Revelation chapter 2. Now, looking at this Revelation chapter 2, the prophet, further in the other parts of the message, especially in the seven church age book, the prophet emphasized something about this Revelation chapter 2 verse 7 that we read here. And so this is going to take us to look, to go back to the sermon the prophet preached and the title, How Can I Overcome? Therein, the prophet talked about the rewards for the overcomers of all ages. The reward for all the overcomers for all ages. In that sermon, the prophet told us, and so we want to blend it together here, and I see our portion in the Laodicean church age. Praise be to God. Let us turn to Revelation 2. Let's find out now whether it's really the truth or not. Revelation 2, 7 reads like this. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit. Now remember, he is not talking to the Jews now. This is the church, the Gentile. Praise be to God. The Gentile. He that has an ear, you stop it the other time. Yeah. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Praise be to God. That's the reward. The prophet said, this reward is for all overcomers of all ages. It's for all overcomers of all ages. I will give him the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Now, further as to this, go to the seven church ages, the reward promised. So you will see this there, under the reward promised. If you just search for the reward promised, you will see it quick. And then we will. The prophet says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. All right, go up. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which we already read in the future of home, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. This is the future reward to all overcomers of all ages. When the last call to battle has sounded, when our hammer has been laid down, then we will rest in the paradise of God, and our portion shall be the tree of life forever. Now, the prophet here, we spoke about the overcomer the other time, and the prophet, as we have been told by the prophet, that the overcomers are the people that will overcome the beast. They overcome his mark, to overcome that Catholicism, Protestantism, and denominationalism. We know that these three will work together, you know, in the very soon to tighten the law against the bride. They working towards erecting the image to the beast. Praise be to God. Now, in the sermon, How Can I Overcome?, where the prophet allotted rewards to each age according to the scripture. How Can I Overcome?, paragraph 147. The prophet says, we are to overcome these things, that is, the things of the world, the challenges of life. He said, we expect to be tempted by them, that is, the issues of life, challenges of life, and many other things that the Lord will, you know, allow to come our ways to prove us to be His children. Things will be permitted, my way will be permitted, your ways, to prove you, to prove me. And the way we can overcome is only by the word. There's no other way that we can overcome. We cannot overcome by our educational experiences, educational status, our financial status, our material status, not even our religious status. Not our religious affiliation. I belong to the message of the hour. You don't overcome by that. You only overcome by the word. What being a believer, being a message believer does to you, it gives you an atmosphere to hear the true, the pure word. Yeah, that's so that you can be worked upon being elected and predestinated. So that you can be worked on by the world. That's why the world calls us out of there. Because the word to work upon us is not there. So he has to call out us to come to where the carcass is. Because where the carcass is, that's where the eagles will gather. So if you are an eagle, you will gather where the carcass is. And the message of the hour is the fresh kill. Fresh meat, not carrion, not old meat, meat of yesterday. It's fresh meat. The bleeding world. That is, that has the transforming power to transform me into the image of the Son of God, to transform you into the image of the Son of God, which God foresaw in the beginning that we will come to. So coming around the message of the hour only affords you that opportunity of the atmosphere if you are an elect. Just like the prophet told us that what a head needs to have is just the adequate atmosphere, the required atmosphere. And we all know that that is true today. Most of us that are, you know, that have taken heads into the history. It's not the end that sees on it to let you know that it's not the end that actually hatches the egg. It's just the atmosphere that's next. The prophet even makes it so funny that he says that if you tie a puppy down and you keep eggs under it and you get that puppy tied down, you cannot move. All that the egg needs is the warmth. Then the transforming power that God has put in that seed will begin to work. With the heat, then the next thing you will hear, you're going to hear chit-chit under the puppy. And then the puppy has become a mother hen. So what the prophet is saying is that it is the atmosphere that can hatch a true son and a daughter of God into the true image of Jesus Christ. It's nothing less than that word. Anything less than that word, they will remain unhashed. The true nature of Jesus, the true power of Jesus, the true righteousness of Jesus is character. As we're talking in the sermon identification that we shall continue also, will not be reflected in them.
if they are not in the place where they can truly be born into the kingdom of God. And it's only by the pure word. And the prophet said we can only overcome by the pure word. And so if we are feeding on the pure word and our life is not being changed and transformed, you must call a conference. Yeah, we must call a conference. Or if you don't call a conference, you presume or you assume that, well, by and by, it might mean something else altogether. Because the prophet preaches Psalm titles, desperation. And it is God that put desperation upon us. And a man cannot have faith for that which is not ordained for him or for her. It takes faith to get what is ordained for you. And that faith comes from God. And that is how God quickens his word to his people. As the Holy Spirit is the quickener of the world. From the sermon, a court trial or a trial. The Holy Spirit says, I am the one that quickens this world. I'm the one that inspires it to the believer. I don't inspire it to the non-believers. And that's why I was going to tell us about the unbeliever, Mr. Impatience and Mr. Skeptic. That I don't know them because I have not quickened the word to them. You said they are liars because I don't know them. What they are saying, I don't know about it. I am the one that quickens the word, that makes this to come alive. So the Spirit must quicken the word that we are hearing into our souls to produce the softness of Jesus Christ, to produce the character of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. So in that sermon, the prophet says that we overcome by the word. So paragraph 147, are you ready there? We are to overcome these things. We expect to be tempted by them. The world. Hey, why you? I mentioned, how can I overcome initially? Paragraph 147 before I... That's what I'm talking about. So, we are to overcome these things. We expect to be tempted by them. How can I overcome? Paragraph 147. It's only a single summer. It's not in series. And so, we expect to be tempted by them, the world. You love the world, the things of the world. Love of God is not in you, said Jesus. Now, we will just close and say this. There is a reward for the overcomer. Alright? There is a reward for the overcomer. Let me read something here to you. Turn in your Bible. Let's go back to Revelation, the second chapter. Watch here now. All these things I've been talking about to overcome. Now, just to look at yourself and see. Examine yourself in the spiritual looking glass. See if you have overcome. Now, the first message to the angel of Ephesus. I want you to listen to what he said. And that's Revelation chapter 2, the seventh verse. That's the first thing we read, if you remember. When the prophet said that, remember in the future home, that remember this is to the overcomers only, not to the denomination. And he read Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Yeah? And then we came back to seven church ages under the reward promised. And then we read Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, and the prophet said, this is the reward for all overcomers of all ages. And so here in the sermon, how can I overcome? The prophet, that is the first. It's the first reward promised. Now you will understand why the prophet says that it is the reward to all overcomers of all ages. You will now understand. So, all these things I've been talking about to overcome, now just look at you. Okay, sorry, we are far beyond that. The second chapter, the seventh verse. This is to that church age. When he told them all what they have done, let their first law, 7th verse, he that hasn't hear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him, the person, not the church. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is the midst of the paradise of God. See, the overcomers in every source. Now you will not understand why the prophet says to all overcomers of all ages. But here now he says to Ephesian church members. Is that not? Alright. So let's move on. Now the next was Smyrna. You know there are seven church ages. We all know that. So the second church age here, the reward that is to them to overcome. Now to overcome us in that, we listen to this now, the 11th verse. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be out of the second day. See, they overcome it. Now, I want you to follow. Now, look to Pergamos. We will find out that the overcomer had left for him in this. We will read the 17th verse to the Pergamos church. He that has an ear, that's the individual, not the whole group. So the prophet is clarifying that the individual that is predestinated in Ephesian church age, if you look at that pyramid, we have more of them than we have in the Laodicea. Look at that pyramid you are looking at. You can see that the base where faith is written has more population than Laodicean church age. Look at it. You got it. How many of us can see what I'm saying? If you see, raise your hand. All right. You see, that's faith. That's the virtue for Ephesian church age. And the prophet told us that the more ages, as the ages advance, the pyramid is honing out. That is reducing the population that come into the body of Christ, keep reducing. If you want to get this better understood, draw a line from, you know, the base here, draw it up. Draw a line here, draw it up. And go and close it up there. You will see the proportion that is cut off in each age. You will see that in second, in the virtue, Smyrna, you see that it's not as large as Ephesian. Temperance, knowledge, the age, where knowledge is the virtue. You see that it's not as large as the second. That's how it continues until Laodicea. You can see that it's not as large as that. So the prophet is telling us that overcomers of all ages here, that is the individual that overcome, and the individual that overcome are the ones that are reflected here, not the entire age. Just like we have Laodicean church age now. Not the entire people in Laodicean church age. Not the entire people in the Christendom. Because there are denominations, Catholicism and Protestantism that we have. Are you following that? So we have all that in all ages. We have that in all ages. But it's only the overcomer, only the individual that overcome that, you know, that are members of that and that have the promise that we are talking about. Praise be to God. So we are moving forward. Pergamian church age. That's the individual, not the whole group. The individual, that's bride coming out. You see the church. Let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the eating manna, and will give him a white stone. And in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it. That's the reward to. Yeah. That's to the overcomer of the church age. Now, the next is the Thyatira. Thyatira. Let's find out what the overcomer had in that day. Let's take the 26th verse. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give the power over the nations. That is right. And shall rule them with a rod of iron. And as the vessel of a potter, shall they be broken into shivers, even as I receive of my Father. See, with him in his throne, Christ is to rule the nations with a rod of iron. And here is the church that overcome, setting in the air with him to break the nation with a rod of iron when he will be judging them. Now, let's take to the Sardisian church age. Now, the fifth verse of the third chapter. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and the holy angels. That's to the overcomer in studies. Now let's take now the 12th verse. Now this is to the church of Philadelphia, the 12th verse. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him my name, name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and I will write upon him my new name. Watch what the overcomer is promised. See? Now, Laodicean, that's the last church. There's going to be some overcomers in there. Hallelujah. That's our age. What here? They remember each church age. The one preceding it inherits all that the other one offered. What does that mean? It means that
the first church age, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. This one had the tree of life, Abby. That was the reward. That's Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
Is that not? So what the prophet says there, now they remember each church age, the one preceding it inherits all that the other ones offered. Remember each church age, the one preceding, the one that followed.
This one
following. That's what the prophet is saying. This one following.
This one had his own reward plus this.
This one has his reward plus this plus this.
This one had his reward plus this plus this plus this.
This one has his reward plus this plus this plus this plus this.
This one has his reward plus this plus this plus this plus this.
This one has his reward plus this plus this plus this plus this plus this. That's why the prophet said that is the reward to all overcomers of all ages. So every age is the part, every overcomer in the Ephesian church age down to Laodicean church age is their reward. They are rewarded with the partaking of the tree of life. They remember each church age, the one preceding it inherits all that the other ones offered. You see? Watch up here now. Here is after they don't receive all these powers, these new names and everything written that he promised and eating the hidden manna and all that too. True. Watch the last church age. Revelation 3:21. So we are moving there now. But the prophet has given us an understanding to let us know that the previous six ages, the second church age added what the first church age had as a reward. Rest. Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Amen. Even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That's a reward for overcomers. Press on. Lily. It is in you. Lay aside the mud and everything else and press towards the top. Yes, sir. To sit with me on my throne. You know, one time, the mother of James, we won't have time to read it. The mother of James and John came and asked for this place. You know that. Remember that? Lord, let my son sit on one side and my son sit on the other side. That's the mother's desire for her son. But watch, that place, Jesus said, was predestinated. This position was not in existence at that time. Why? Notice, it will be granted to them who it is meant for. What? The one that sat at the right hand and the one closest to him was yet an overcomer. See, it was still. He said, I don't grant this. I can't grant this, but it will be given after the trial comes. Amen. I can't give this, but after the trial comes, they will sit on the right hand and on the left. There is a predestinated seed waiting on yonder for that. It will be given to the ones that it is promised to. Who is that promise? Who is it promised to? The Laodicean church. Of course, we know that generally the bride of all ages will sit with Jesus on the throne. The bride will sit with him on the throne after the rapture. When during the great tribulation. We all know that. Are you getting me? But the reward for each person will come to play during that time. I don't know whether you get what I am saying. How many of us get what I'm saying? All right. Very few of us. This is what I'm saying. The Bible says that the bride will sit with him on the throne during the great tribulation, judging the world. Is that not? Everybody will be there sitting on the throne. Remember, one of the rewards is that they will sit with him on the throne, judging the nations, isn't it? And then the reward to the Laodicean church age is that he, because he has overcome, whoever overcomes to, will sit with him in his throne, as he also overcame and sat in his father's throne. Praise be to God. So the prophet now went further to tell us that this position of sitting on the right hand on the left that Jesus talked about, that the mother of the two sons of Zebedee, that came to Jesus and said that, grant that my two sons will sit on your left and on your right. He told them that it is not for me to give, only to those to whom it is predestinated. They will overcome too. But the prophet said that position on the right and on the left is predestinated of some people. It is those people to whom it is prayed that we have it. May God give us understanding. By God's will, we continue with this. When next we have opportunity, let's bow our heads. God bless you.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We are happy to be back to your house again this morning, the first day of the week. We thank you for the week that ended yesterday, and your watchful eyes upon us, how you guided this step we took. You provided our needs. You care for us as you have promised. We are happy to know you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. That is the confidence that we have, that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, at the end of it all, it will be for our glory. We have the victory because we know there's nothing that can compete with you and overcome. Thank you, Father. We have come this morning again. We have just heard a portion of your word talking to us about overcomers. Lord Jesus, we as mortal were born in sin, shaping iniquity, came into this world speaking lies. In that condition, there is none of us that can think about overcoming, but we take that second birth that you have introduced to us. We are praying, oh God, since that is the only way that we can overcome, we pray that you watch each and every one of us, don't pass any of us by. Give us that grace, O God, to go through it successfully and have your spirit that cannot be defeated, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant. Give him, Lord, replenishing for the virtue that led him. We know, O God, spiritual things, it is absolutely impossible for a natural man to understand them. We want to understand spiritual things, we need the Holy Ghost. We want to be a prayer warrior, we need the Holy Ghost. To be a Christian, we need the Holy Ghost. Everything from earth to glory, we can make it outside of your spirit. Don't pass any of us by, Lord. As many as are filled, may you continue to refill them. Those that are yet to be filled, may you refill them. May you feed them, Lord. Thank you, Father. As we leave the rest of the services in your hands, may you continue to bless us, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray with all faith that has given. Amen.